Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us in just a moment for a complete recap of those markets, and it's coming up right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, coperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's talk about our livestock futures yesterday. And livestock, not a bad day, mostly higher yesterday.
That's exactly right, Dave. The trading was mostly positive for the cattle complex. The close was higher, but we did come off the session highs. Now, several contracts in the cattle complex also made new highs for the current move to the upside. We also saw the Kansas cash cattle trade last week was $6.66 higher on the average weighted steer price. That puts it at $126.80. Now, the previous six weeks, before that, the Kansas cash market dropped $26.79. Now, choice box beef was up $2.30 yesterday. Select box is up $1.23 on a total movement of 132 loads. Cattle slaughter, 112,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 29 cents. And the lean hogs yesterday traded and closed positive. December live cattle yesterday were 25 cents higher. November feeders closed up $1.72. And December lean hogs, 37 cents higher.
We'll check grains when we come back in just a moment.
Well, neighbors, it's one of those annual production sales that you don't want to miss. We're talking about Black Jack and Guest annual female production sale coming Saturday, October 17th, 12:30 p.m. at Black Jack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 70 Angus and Sim Angus lots. For details, contact Keith Grissom at 405-382-7678. The sale catalog will be online at www.mcsauction.com. Blackjack and Guest female production sale, October 17th.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom, and let's talk a little bit about our grain futures here this morning. The wheat, the corn still kind of struggling a little bit lower yesterday, but the soybeans were higher again yesterday.
That's right, Dave. And with Monday being a government holiday, it made for a very quiet news-wise session as we was lacking some of our government reports for the grain and the soybean futures. The corn and the wheat, as Dave said, traded below last week's lows and closed negative, while the soybeans did close slightly on the positive side. Now, price direction for the grains likely will depend on fund involvement, domestic and export demand, and the completion of the fall harvest more than anything else that's going on right now. Monday's grain reports will be released today. At the moment, December KC wheat's a penny and a quarter higher. December corn's down a penny and three quarters. November soybeans are trading 6 cents higher. December cotton's up 4 points. November crude oil is 19 cents higher. The December dollar index is 14 cents higher. And December Dow Jones futures trading 72 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866 Go to Tom.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. And that's going to do it for us on this Tuesday morning. Tom will be back again tomorrow. Look forward to that. And it's going to wrap it up here. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.